This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Desperate to escape Gaza.
The situation here is absolutely catastrophic.
Nearly 200 hostages.
Bring them home! Bring them home!
Revenge crime in the Midwest.
This young boy was stabbed 26 times.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Missile strikes across Gaza this morning, where bodies covered with white sheets were carried through the streets during a funeral procession. Israel says it may send ground troops in at any moment. The mission? To destroy Hamas. Israel has increased the number of hostages believed to be held in Gaza to nearly 200. Correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab begins team coverage from East Jerusalem.
Israel's thundering airstrikes on Gaza level entire neighborhoods as armed Palestinian factions fire back, causing misery for the more than 2 million civilians caught in the crossfire. While in the occupied West Bank, 55 Palestinians have been killed in the past week alone in clashes with Israeli troops, during arrest raids, and in attacks by Jewish settlers. But across northern Gaza, people are on the move after Israel warned Palestinians who live in the densely populated area to evacuate ahead of an expected ground invasion. As Israel's strikes only intensify, hospitals are at breaking point. There are so many injured they have to be treated on the floor. This man tries to soothe a bruised and battered baby by singing him a prayer. Those with foreign passports, including around 600 Americans, are desperately rushing to Gaza's southern Rafah border crossing with Egypt over hopes a U.S. brokered deal will let them out.
CBS's Holly Williams is at a military base in southern Israel, where soldiers are preparing for a ground invasion.
Israel's military is poised and ready to strike.
They hurt us really bad, really bad.
These soldiers told us they want the dangerous job of going into Gaza to fight Hamas. Not one of them is over the age of 20.
Are you ready for this war?
Yeah, we are ready and we want to do it, to finish it.
Last night, Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, met with the family members of some of the hostages.
Bring them home!
But many here in Israel blame their own government for the security failures that allowed Hamas to go on a killing spree and take people captive.
I want them to bring all the hostages and my son back home. Not tomorrow, now.
America's top diplomat has returned to Israel. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe has details from the White House.
Following a whirlwind few days of meetings with the leaders of half a dozen Arab countries, Secretary of State Antony Blinken's back in Israel this morning, pushing a message he stressed throughout the region.
The United States has Israel's back. We will stand with it today, tomorrow, and every day.
The U.S. is now sending a second carrier strike group that includes the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower in the direction of the Eastern Mediterranean, joining a strike group including the USS Gerald R. Ford that arrived last week.
A bipartisan group of senators led by Majority Leader Chuck Schumer visited Tel Aviv yesterday and had to shelter from Hamas rocket fire. While he stood strongly behind Israel since Hamas attack, President Biden says a new occupation of Gaza would be a big mistake. And he told CBS's 60 Minutes last night.
There needs to be a Palestinian Authority. There needs to be a path to a Palestinian state.
The president says he believes Hamas doesn't represent all Palestinians, but taking on extremists is a must. Mr. Biden says he's considering a visit to Israel in the coming days, and he's just canceled a planned stop in Colorado today. Aides say he'll hold high-level meetings on the war instead. The Justice Department says it's investigating an alleged hate crime in Illinois. Police say a 6-year-old Muslim boy was killed by his family's 71-year-old landlord. Ahmed Rehab heads the Chicago chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations.
This visual will haunt me for a long time. This young boy was stabbed 26 times.
His mother stabbed over a dozen times. She survived and described the attack in text messages from the hospital. Relatives say the suspect had built the boy a treehouse and bought him toys, but they say something changed after the current conflict began.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A popular TV sitcom star has died after a long battle with cancer. CBS's Matt Piper looks back.
Suzanne Summers gained huge fame on Three's Company, which began in 1977. Younger fans might also know her as part of the TGIF Friday night lineup in the 1990s with Step by Step.
Honey, this is such a surprise.
When diagnosed with breast cancer 23 years ago, she'd speak about alternative treatments, like in this interview with CBS News in 2009.
I'm out there saying, do you know that there's another way, that there are doctors who are having success who are not loading people up on chemotherapy?
Suzanne Summers died a day before what would have been her 77th birthday. A new study finds sensors used in digital watches and smartphones may do a better job of tracking Parkinson's disease than regular doctor's visits. Devices worn on the chest, spine, wrists, and feet picked up day-to-day progression through toe movements and strides, undetectable in periodic checkups. A lot of people are rethinking Thanksgiving and Christmas trips because of higher prices. Bankrate's Ted Rossman.
77% are making some sort of changes to their travel plans because of inflation, most commonly driving instead of flying, and picking cheaper accommodations and or destinations.
About a quarter say they're worried their flights will be disrupted by delays, cancellations, or weather. One of the biggest pharmacy chains in the country has filed for bankruptcy. Rite Aid's been struggling with slumping sales and the financial fallout from opioid lawsuits. The company plans to close more than 2,000 stores. It's already named a new chief executive. Check out the new Taylor Swift Eras Tour movie over the weekend. Lots of kids did. Many young fans had free rein and packed theaters, dancing in the aisles, singing along to what is now the biggest concert film opening ever, with about $95 million in ticket sales.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
the Super Bowl could become a British affair.
Jackson makes a nice throw.
After its third straight Sunday game in London, the NFL's reportedly mulling over the possibility of hosting a future Super Bowl across the pond.
Maybe that's a possibility.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell talked about it during a fan forum.
To play a Super Bowl in a city where we don't have a franchise, that would be pretty hard to do.
He says 2026 would be the earliest possibility.
Right now, our formula will stay the same about playing in cities where we have franchises.
Las Vegas, New Orleans, and Santa Clara in the Bay Area will host the big game over the next three seasons. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
An archaeological team from Austria and Germany says it's found a cache of sealed wine jars in the tomb of a woman believed to be Egypt's first female pharaoh. They estimate the vintage is 5,000 years old. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.